Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA talking WOTUS in just a moment.
Liberal Leslie Osborne is desperate to hide her record as a career politician by attacking Kathy Costello with the same sleazy lies used to slander President Trump. Leslie sponsored 496 bills that strangled businesses with government regulation. Leslie was endorsed by the liberal AFL-CIO union, who gave millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton. Leslie fought to defund Christian adoption organizations, calling them bigoted. Leslie Osborne is too liberal for Labor Commissioner. Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Once you have something like Waters of the U.S. on the books, it's hard to get rid of it. And that's what the Trump administration has discovered as they've worked to get rid of the WOTUS rule from the Obama administration era. Scott Pruitt started the process before he resigned from EPA. But along the way, environmental groups have worked hard to try to stop the repeal, the removal of the Obama era rule. And they've succeeded temporarily in 26 states with a ruling from a South Carolina court, putting WOTUS back into play in 26 states, including Oklahoma and Texas. Scott Yeager is Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Everyone thought WOTUS was dead, but the reality was Trump's executive order from 2017 didn't kill WOTUS outright. What it did is set the wheels rolling towards the death of WOTUS. But the reality sitting here today is that that hasn't happened yet, and it has to be done by the agencies. So EPA and Army Corps have to finalize their repeal of the 2015 rule. And until that happens, the 2015 rule is still in the books. And as you see now with the district court in South Carolina issuing their injunction, it effectively put it back into play for 26 states. So while a lot of people out in the country thought it was a done deal, guess what? It ain't a done deal. And ain't a done deal until the agencies finalize this repeal.
And Scott Yeager says at this point, if we're going to get the old WOTUS repealed once and for all and replaced with a new 2.0 version of WOTUS, it's going to have to be done by the agencies, by EPA and the Army Corps, as Congress basically is offering no help.
Really, the ball is in the EPA and the Army Corps' court. They have the pen right now. Congress has had its chance to fix this, and unfortunately, Congress could not get it done. There was staunch Democratic opposition to rolling back the 2015 rule. We had a bill in the House and in the Senate, and it passed through the House. The Senate version could not muster up the votes it needed to get to pass a cloture motion. I think we fell short 4 votes. So the unfortunate reality is that situation hasn't changed. We still don't have the votes needed to get anything through Congress, so we need to continue to work with the Trump administration to get this fixed administratively.
So with the South Carolina judge putting WOTUS back into play for the 26 states involved, many of those states, including Texas and Oklahoma, have gone to other federal district judges asking for a stay of the South Carolina decision until things can be sorted out. Now, at some point, it is very likely that the Trump administration will be successful in eliminating or ending the old WOTUS rule, the Trump administration era rule, and putting into place a new WOTUS. But as all that happens, each step of the way, Scott Yeager says you can expect the environmental groups to be there every step of the way litigating.
Every piece of this is going to be litigated by the environmental groups. So as soon as this administration finalizes repeal, there's going to be lawsuits all over that. As soon as they finalize a replacement definition that's narrower and more in line with Scalia's opinion of WOTUS, that's going to be litigated by every environmental group out there. And that's why we're involved in the lawsuits. We are a party to these cases so that our voices can be heard not only in Congress through lobbying efforts and with the agencies, but in the court system. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, I believe that this issue is going to be decided by a Supreme Court, hopefully one that has Kavanaugh on the bench.
Of course, Judge Kavanaugh, the second Trump administration nominee to sit on the Supreme Court, still waiting Senate confirmation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.